his apartment. He wasn't there. We didn't think about the goy. The goy came home on Shabbos morning. Now when the goy comes home, he breaks our Eruv HaTzeiros, and we can't carry out now. Uketoni, still Shmuel learns, Oisrim, the din is the goy asks on us, the ain ma'arvin, and in this case, since we can't make the Eruv HaTzeiros right now, it's the din ain mevatlin. You can't be mevatl. So even though you can tell me that locher is, you're allowed to rent from the goy on Shabbos, you could be sarkis v'shus, and get the goy out of here, it doesn't help you anything though. Because on Shabbos morning now, your Eruv HaTzeiros you made yesterday was bottled. Because as soon as the goy comes home, he asks on you, your Eruv is not worth anything. Now, let's say Shabbos morning you go rent from the goy, good, you'll get rid of the goy. But at Kol Ponim, you have the two or three Yisraelim living there, and they don't have an Eruv HaTzeiros together. So they can't carry out from the house into the chotzer. The only aid to the bride before Rabbi Yochanan says was, be mevatel, two of them should mevatel, their reshus, to one. But Shmuel says, in this case, ain't mevatlin. That was Rabbi Lezer's kasha, that according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Marsh Ramin, any chanami, it's taka true. Shmuel does not like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel, in this case, when the guy comes home Shabbos morning, you're stuck. You can't make any Eruv. Even if you go and rent off the guy his rights, so what? But your Eruv that you made before was bottled as soon as he comes home, and you can't be mevatel zelazer, so it's also to carry out from Yals into the chotzer. So drashiel alav the yosef b'shabata almo bitul rishus loytikin elahecha de chazel aruv miyasmol. The rabbanon only made a takana of bitul where you could have made an Eruv yesterday. Here you can't make it, since when the guy comes, the guy breaks the Eruv. It's not shy to make the Eruv, so bitul doesn't help. So that was Rabbi Lezer was Toyabay, like according to his Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon's halacha did not come out. Neinachonami, we taka don't hold like Shmuel, we taka hold only like Rabbi Yechon. Tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Loi Shmi Li Hai Shmaitato. Rabbi Yosef, I didn't hear this halacha, it means I don't hold from this halacha. So Drashi, Ho Shmaitato, to Shmuel, to Yoma, Pishtecha Tzera Zu, Lefnim Mizu, Yocholavato Drishas Raglo Mechitsoinim. Rabbi Yosef says he didn't hear this, means he doesn't like this halacha. In the case we have an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer, and they forgot to make an Eruv HaTzeiros together, now that's the case that Shmuel says the inner chotzer could be mevatel their reshus to the outer chotzer, as if we're telling the inner chotzer, you stay home this Shabbos, don't go back to the outer chotzer, so the outer chotzer are mutter by themselves. This was the case that Shmuel said, you could be mevatel zel lazer. And Rabbi Yosef doesn't like this. Lo Shmuel Lehi Shmaitato. Omalei Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Atam Atan Alon, what do you mean you don't like this? You yourself taught us like this. The Aho Amaton Nahalon. And on this case, your Gufa told us this halacha. Said Rashi, Atam Atan Alon. That's Rabbi Yosef Chola. This was Yosef was old already. He got old. He was sick. Vishachach Tamudin. If he got to him, he started to forget his learning. Vekomat Kalei Abaya Tamidin. The male Abaya now came to remind. Rabbi Yosef, what he said? Because Rabbi Yosef says now he doesn't like this halacha, but you yourself, Kufa, taught us this halacha. And this is the case that you taught us this halacha. Where did you teach us this halacha? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Ein bitu rishus mechotzer lechotzer. You cannot be mevatel reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer. V'yein bitul reshus bechurva. There's no din bitul reshus in a churva. A churva is the backyard. Alamol in Shas, when it says a chotzer means the front yard. And the front yard people use it a lot. It's a big tzarech to be able to carry out. So there the Rabbanu will make them. If you have three apartments opening up into one chotzer, and they forgot to make the move chatzeros, there we say it could be mevatel two, could be mevatel their reshus to one. Mevatel means you're like making your reshus hefker. You're giving up your rights to use the chotzer. So we look as if only this one yisrael is using the chotzer. Then this one yisrael could carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the rabbanon are only mako by a chotzer in the front of the house. That's a tzarech to use there, to mishtamish there. Mashenken churb at the back of the house, people don't use it so much. So if you have three apartments opening up to one backyard, there the rabbanon will not mako to be mevatel one reshus to the other reshus. That was Shmuel's chiddush. So Rashi, ein bitter reshus bechurba, bayis mikan or bayis mikan bechurba b'neim, ubeis batim psuchim lo. Two houses open up to the same backyard. V'yosel l'shtamish bo. Now they're not allowed to carry out from their house into this backyard since two people open up to the same backyard. So without an eruv b'chatzeres, it's awesome. Elim came eruv unless they made an eruv before Shabbos. Now let's say before Shabbos they forgot to make an eruv b'chatzeres. is Allah al Shmuel ain mevatlin reshus zelazim. The Rabbanim will not make the same one could be mevatel his reshus, gives up his right in this backyard as if only one person is living here. Later es echod lahachnis leitz mi beis lechurba. Why? To loisharu Rabbanim bitter reshus ella bechosta shlefnei habayis. The Rabbanim will only make in the front yard, in front of the house. That's called the chotzer. The chotzer means the front of the house. The akilu bar Rabbanim deviika tashmishtayu hosim. Because people use have to take things out in front of the house. That's a usable place. So in order to be makel, that you should be allowed to carry out from your house to the front of the house, the other Rabbanim will makel that if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos, we'll let one be mevatel to the other one. Mashenke, the backyard that's not so usable, you don't need it that much, the other Rabbanim will not makel. That was Shmuel's halacha. V'yamarta lo nalo, and you, Rabbi Yosef, you Gufa told us on this halacha, that kiya mashmuel, ain't bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. When did Shmuel say his first halacha here? That you can't be mavatul your reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer. He said, if you have two chotzerim, one to the other, and they've got to make an aruba chotzeris, that you cannot be mavatul one to the other. Loya moronele shtei chotzeris to pesach echad b'neim. That's only in the second case we had, the second picture we had before. We have two chotzeris on the side, one of the other, and both of them have a right to walk to the top of Rishus Rabin. They both have their own entrances to Rishus Rabin, so they don't have to walk across one to the other. So then these two chatzeres don't ask the zeh al zeh. So in such a case, even though there's a Pesach b'neim, but since they don't ask the zeh al zeh, that's where there's no din bitter Rishus zeh al zeh, because it's not such a big tzairich. Even if you're not mevat the Rishus zeh al zeh, so what? So you can't carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. But I call upon it, in your own chotzer, everybody is allowed to carry out from the house into the own chotzer. So that's where you can't be mevat the Rishus zeh al zeh. Avozu lifnei mizu. But we have the first picture before, where you have one chotzer on top, and then an inner chotzer inside. That the only way that people get to the inner chotzer is walking through the outer chotzer. So then the inner chotzer asks on the outer chotzer, because they have a drisus regel, they have a right to walk through there, and since they walk through there, we look as if the inside people are living in the outside chotzer, and the asks on the outside chotzer. Is mitoyer she'ois from zeh al zeh. Here, if they forgot to make a Aruba Chatzeris together, even if the top people in the Chotzer Chitzoinah did make an Aruba Chatzeris, it doesn't help them. That since the bottom people in the Chotzer Pnimis have the right to walk through their Chotzer, and they did not make an Aruba Chatzeris, they come and they break their Erev. They make it awesome for the outer people to carry. So in such a case, Shmuel is Moido, that Mevatlin, you are allowed to be Mevatl, that the people living in the Chotzer Pnimis on the bottom Chotzer, they could be Mevatl, their Rishus, to the outer chotzer, as if to say, we're going to stay home this Shabbos. We're not going to walk out of our house. So, Mela, the people living in the chotzer chitzonim, all those people made an aruba chatzeris. So they are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Either people on the inside chotzer walk through and they should answer. No. There they have a right to be mevatel. They'll give up their right, because it's a big tzairich. Because if they're not mevatel, they're reshus, they're going to ask when everybody can't carry out anywhere. So there, Shmuel is Meida, there is a yisoid of bitter reshus. Only from one chotzer to the next chotzer, where they don't ask the zeh al zeh. Each one has their own exit to the Rishus Rabbim. There's only a Pesach B'nayim. There we say, so what? You can't carry it to one another, so you can't carry the Shabbos one into the other. Everybody stay put in their own chotzer, only carry out there. So that's what Rabbi Yosef himself, Gufa, was Mas B'Shmuel. So Rashi Meteich Shoyserin, B'nei Pnim Yisab B'nei Chitzoyne, Mishum drisus regel is levatul hem drisus raglam in la irbu bnei pnimis afil liyatsmo that regel asur ben koyim aser asur ben koyim asur levatul. So it's right. Omalei ano amino mishmei de shmul hochi. So like he had a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Yosef had a kasha on himself. Is it true that I said like this? Omalei ano amino mishmei de shmul hochi. Did me myself did I talk and say such a lochel like this? For yom Shmuel. Shmuel said like this. Ein lano be'erevin ela kolashim mishnasenu. Anything negayat tuchas erevin, we have to go the way it says in the Mishnah. A lashon that says in the Mishnah, that's the way we paskin. And if it says a lashon, we have to go after the way it says it in the Mishnah. What does he mean to say? There's a Mishnah later on Ayin Dal that says an sheichotzer v'loy an sheichatzeros. Rashi v'omar Shmuel ein lano be'erevin lohisif heter ela kolashim mishnasenu or mishnasenu on samach dal basis on samach tes. The Mishnah there says, Tanan, An Shei Chotzer Sheshochach Echod Mehen. You have people living in a Chotzer, Mashma, one Chotzer. You have one front yard, there are three apartments open up into it. And two of them made an Aruba Chatzeris, and one person forgot to make a mishtatev in Erech HaTzeres, is halacha noistum le'rishus. That's the case. The Mishnah says that this one person could be mevatel his rishus to the other two. So the other two now are allowed to carry out into the chotzer, and just this one person can't carry out. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. It says, An Shei Chotzer, Mashmin one chotzer, if somebody forgot to make Lebu V'chatzeres, he has the right to be Mevatel his Rishus to the other one. So the Diyak is of the Gemara, An Shei Chotzer, V'loi An Shei Chatzeres. Whatever we're talking about, two different Chatzeres, no matter what the case is, still you can't be Mevatel one to the other. So then, like Rabbi Yosef was asking the Kashan himself, like, how could I tell you if you have a chotzer chitzon, an outside chotzer, the first picture, and then a chotzer pnimis, the inside one, that since when the inside one has a right to walk through the outside one, the aser on the outside one, they have a right to be mevatel their rishus to the chotzer chitzonim, the Mishnah's mashma, no. The Mishnah's mashma could only be mevatel in one chotzer. But from one chotzer to another chotzer, the Rabbanan never made a takonah to mevatel one rishus to another rishus. Omalei, so the Talmud Rabbi says, ki amar telon, that when you told us over, that this klal ain't lono berven el kloshim mishnah senu, that we only go according to a mishnah, you didn't tell us that Shmuel says that like the chumro in all cases. He only meant it lekula. Ahor amar telon, this is what you told us, that klal, that when a mishnah says something, it means bediyik, and he can't learn out more than the mishnah says. Only in this case, that there's a mishnah later that says, shehamovi lechatzeros, kechotzel abatim. A movi is to the chotzer, just like a chotzer is to the batim. That's what you meant to tell us. And that halacha Rashi says is, that just like you have to have two chotzerim opening up into a movi to give it a shei movi, who are then every chotzer has to have two houses opening up into the chotzer. That's the case of a movi. Rashi says, "Shamovid lechatzeros kechotzer lebatim, v'mastis in the perkini, v'kodayik shmo v'lishta dechatzeros lebatim, V'yalef and elikamon to let mikri movi. What's called a movi? Lios nitter belechi bekoira, that you have special coolers to use a lechi and a koira. Achio batim v'chatzeres psuchim b'toichom. A movi in alleyway has to have at least two chatzeres, two courtyards opening up, and two houses in each chotzer. Shtei chatzeres lemovi or shtei batim lechotzer. You have to have two courtyards opening up into the alleyway, and in each courtyard there has to be two houses." That's what Shmuel meant to be medayik from that Mishnah. But that's all. Only from that Mishnah he made a deal. But from this other Mishnah that says that the Bnei Chotzer can mevatel their rishus in the Chotzer, that's not a deal. It's not true, that's one case. But it's possible another case, like we had before, the first picture, when you have a Chotzer chitzoin and a Chotzer pnimis, that the inside Chotzer walks through the outside Chotzer and the aser on them, then Shmuel is moedil, the inside Chotzer is allowed, has a right to mevatel their rishus to the top one. So now this one, the Akasha on Shmuel, what Shmuel said. Right. Goof was at the Moram. Omar Shmuel, the klal is, ein mevatlem rishus mechos lechotzer. One chotzer to another chotzer cannot be mevatl. Now Shmuel's talking in the case of the second picture, where you have two chotzeres side by side, and both of them had their own entrance to the rishus rabbim. They had a pesach b'nayim. Since they do not ask as they are there, therefore you can't be mevatel rishus one to the other. If they want to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, and they forgot to make the Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos, you can't be mevatel on Shabbos. Vayte v'yein bit rishus b'churva. Who are then in the backyard? There's no din bit rishus. That's Shmuel's halachum. For Rabbi Yechinen Amar Nein, yesh bit rishus mechotzer lechotzer, v'yesh bit rishus b'churva. And we pass look at Yechin, Lekula, that Avada, there is a Yisoid, Yolana, Bimavato, Yorashus, one to the other, even to people in the next Chotzer, and even for the backyard. If you have four houses opening up to the same backyard, and only three of them made an Erev Chatzeris, and one did not, so this one asks now on the other three, we tell this one, you Bimavato, Yorashus, the Shabbos, give up your right of using the backyard, the Shabbos, and that helps even in the backyard. And then what did from one chotzer to another chotzer? If you have a case, two chotzerim, that one guy wants to carry from his chotzer to the next chotzer, he has a right to tell the other one, you be mevatel your rishus to me, and I'm allowed to carry even from one chotzer to another chotzer. That's the loch of Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara, utzricha, what does Rabbi Yechon have to say both halachas for? That you can mevatel only the gate to a backyard, and also mechotzer lechotzer, only say one and I know the other one. But only say the machlokes from one chotzer to another chotzer. I'll say this Shmuel says he can't, because each chotzer like has their own tashmish. So we say don't mix one chotzer to the other chotzer. It's not such a big purpose. You want to carry to the next chotzer, so don't carry the Shabbos. Each one has their own chotzer, their own tashmish. We let them stay put. Avol churba. Mashenko, when you have three apartments opened up to the same backyard. So since in one forgot to make the Ruvich HaTzeris, you're telling me now you're not allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard. The Tashmish Techoda L'Tavayu. It's one backyard. Is Eimei Moidle El Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe here it's more of a tzorach to be able to carry out from your house to the backyard. So maybe here Shmuel would be Moidle. Kamashmuel, no. Even in the case of a backyard, still Shmuel says that's not enough of a tzorach. There's no din to Mavato Yerushus one to the other. The Chitme Behof, I would only learn the Machloikis by a chuba by the backyard. Behof come Rabbi Yochanan. I would say here Rabbi Yochanan said one could be Mavato to the other one. Because it's a bigger tzorach. Because it's the same backyard they're all sharing and I want to carry out to my own backyard. So maybe there Rabbi Yochanan was moida, if was mekel, if one forgot to make the erev, he could have mevatel his reshus to the other one. Avol b'hach moida le'lishmuel. But in the case of mechotz lechotzer, where there's not such a big tzorach there, each one has their own chotzer, they have already a place to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Either want to carry now into the next chotzer, maybe we won't be mekel for them. It's tzricha. We need both chedushim that the machlokes is in both cases. And Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, you go to Kudri, could be Mevatel Rishus from one chutz to another chutz, and for a churba. Omer Abaye, Hodi Yom HaShmuel, back to Shmuel's dinim, we go into it. Omer Abaye, Hodi Yom HaShmuel, Ein Bitul Rishus Mechutz Lechutzer. That's what Shmuel said, not like Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be Mevatel from one chutz to another chutz, Lo Yamor Nela B'Shtei Chatzei Reis, or Pesach Echad B'Neim. Like the second picture, like we had before. So only we have two different chutzes, side by side, and they both have their own entrance to Rishus HaRabim. So they don't ask that they are there, then they can't be mevatel. Avol beis chatzei rozu lefnei mizu, but in the first picture, where one chutzer is inside the other one, is mitoyach she'oisrim, since the inner chutzer now has a right to walk out to the outer chutzer, and they ask her on the outer chutzer, is mevatlin. Then we tell the inner people, be mevatel, give up your Rishus, to use your inner chutzer, use the outer chutzer, the Shabbos, and then they don't ask her on the outer chutzer. Rabba says name. Afilu shtei chatzeres zulef nimizu. Even in the case we have two chatzerim, one inside the other one, still according to Shmuel, pomim mevatlin or pomim ei mevatlin. Still there are times that you can't be mevatel. Bittul does not help. Even in the case of two chatzeres zelef nimizu zel inside the other one, there is a case that if Shmuel holds, you can't be mevatel zelazim, and it comes out both of them are roser. What's the case, Ketzad? Is nos no erevin bechitzoina. They put the erevin bechitzoina. As you had the people living in the inside chotzer, chotzer pnimi, they taka made the rubik chateres for themselves and they collected it all together. And now they decided they want to be married with the top chotzer, with the chotzer chitzoina, the top picture. So the people in the bottom chotzer put the erev in the chotzer chitzoina, the outside one. Aba veshochach echod. But one person forgot to be mishtatef in the rubik chateres. They mimin apnimis, whether he's living in the bottom chutz of the inside one, bein min achitzoyna, whether he's from the outside one, v'loy iruv, and he forgot to be mishtatef in eruv v'chaseres before Shabbos, so kum d'asoyes, even though these both chaserim have eruv v'chaseres together, but it's still also l'chura, because there's one Yisrael that forgot to be mishtatef, so it's like you have two Yisraelim living together, and it's also to carry out from your house into the chutzor without an eruv v'chaseres. Is how Rav is saying in such a case, shteya masuris. They're both osir, and it doesn't help to be mevatel zelazim. They remain osir, because ain't mevatlim from one chutz to another chutzer. What about tzarkert? Nos no erevim beplimis. The outer chutzer collected their pasim together, and they put it in the inner chutzer, in the inside one. They want everybody to be together in the inside chutzer, and this would have been matter them to carry from every place, from a house, into the outside chutzer, into the inside chutzer, into another house. It's all one big reshus. But one person living in the inside chotzer forgot, he did not make an erev with them. This person asks on both of them, and bitter reshus does not help. Everything is awesome. What about, in this case, where they put the erev in the inside chotzer? Now, one person living on the outside chotzer forgot to make an erev. He forgot to be mishtatef, he didn't give a pass. Is erev, and they didn't make an erev. In such a case, here Shmuel is moida that pnimiyas muteris. The inside chotzer is muter. Here we tell the outside person, be mevatel your rishus and stay out. And therefore we look as if the people in the inside chotzer, they're the only ones there. And since they were all mishtata together, they have a right to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Mashenkin v'chitzoyin asura. All the people living in the chotzer are chitzoyin are osur. For them, they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. since there's one person that forgot to make an Erev there, so his bitter reshus, he can only give up his rights to use the inner chatzar. But it doesn't help giving up his right to use in the chatzar chitzoyne. We'll soon see why not. So the people living on the outside chatzar remain osir, just the people living in the inside chatzar are mutter. What about nosnu erevin b'chitzoyne? They put the erevin the outside chatzar. V'shokach echot. Now would be mazbe now. Nosnu erevin b'chitzoyne. If they put the erev, they collected the erev from all both these chatzeres and put it in the outer chatzar, the top chatzar. V'shokach echot. Now, Rav is saying, if one person forgot to be mishtatef in the erev, bein min apnimis, whether he's living in the inside one, bein min achitzon, who was living on the top of the outside one, v'loi iruv, and he forgot to make an eruv, a chatzeres, if he got to be mishtatef with them, is alocha shteyim asuris. They remain osir for the Shabbos. It doesn't help now to be mevatel your reshus on Shabbos, they remain osir. Why? If a demara hai bar panimis is monoshach, if the person has forgot to make the erev lived in the inside chotzer, let's say the one living in the inner chotzer, he forgot to be mishatif. So now, leman nevatel, to who should he be mevatel his reshus, give up his reshus like he's not here? Levatel of nei panimis, if you wanted to be mevatel to the other people in his chotzer, in the inside chotzer, leisil revayu gabayu. Lemaisa, the erev is not there anymore. They were mishtatef together with the top chotzer, the chotzer achitzoinim. So they took all the pasim out of the bottom chotzer, the pnim, and put it into the chotzer achitzoinim. So melo, the ikar chotzer now is the chotzer achitzoinim. That's the one that has the erev. Now one person living on the inside chotzer forgot to be mishtatef. So if you want him to be mevatom to the bnei pnim, it doesn't help you because they don't have an erev there. Let him be mevatel his reshus to the people living in the top chotzer. On that, Shmuel's klal is ain bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. How Shmuel, Rav is saying this, that Rav holds, that Shmuel holds in such a case also, you can't be mevatel from one reshus to another reshus. So this person living in the bottom chotzer, the pnimis, since he can't be mevatel his rights to the people living on the top, because that's a different chotzer, so mele everybody remains also here. Because Lamaisa, the Erev is in the top chotzer, and there's people living on the bottom chotzer are osur, and they have a right to walk through the top chotzer. So when they walk through the top chotzer, they ask from the people living on the top chotzer they can't carry out. So the only answer would be is that this one person that forgot to make an Erev, like get rid of him. Let him be mevatel his reshus. But that's how Shmuel ain't bitter reshus mechotzer lechotzer. Since you're not living in the chotzer that the Erev is in, you can't be mevatel to them. Therefore, the people living in the chotzer pnimi remain osur. And since they remain osur, when they walk through the chotzer chitzoyno, they ask when the people living in the chotzer chitzoyno, they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. So, mainly everything is osur. Now, hai bar chitzoyno. Let's say the case the other way. Let's say the person that forgot to be mishtativ lives in the top chotzer, lives in the chotzer chitzoyno. So we're talking about now again that everybody from the bottom chotzer collected their pass and put it in one of the houses in the top chotzer. Now even in the top chotzer, everybody also made a pass together and put it in the same house. Just one person living in the top chotzer forgot to be mishtatif. So we're saying everybody is osur. Is the kasha, why not? Levato lebnei chitzoinim. Nechura, why can't he be mevato to the people living on top? The next, hai bar chitzoinim, leman nevato. The person living on top in the chotzer chitzoinim, when he forgot to make the Erev, who could he be mevato to? Levato lebnei chitzoinim. Nechura, the portion of the answer is, let it be mevato to the people living in the chotzer chitzoinim. The people living in his own chotzer. And there you could be mevato. In the same chotzer, you could be mevato your reshus to bnei chatzeroin. So the Gemara Neina, Vika Panimi, is the Yosur Alayim. It's true. But again, to the top people alone, it should be Mutter to carry. But since you have people living in the Chotzer Panimi, the inside Chotzer, and they're Osir, so when they walk through the outside Chotzer, they Osir on the outside Chotzer. I, Levat Levnei Panimis, good. So let this person in the top Chotzer, let him even be Mevat Lezvashus to the people living in the inside Chotzer. And then the people living in the inside Chotzer would also be Mutter to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. And it'll be Mutter. Is the klal again, ain't bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. How the rovok, or even the shmuel, you can't be mevat reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer. So this person living in the top chotzer, when he forgot to make the Erev, he can't help anything now. He can't be mevat his reshus to the people living in the bottom chotzer. So male, the people living in the bottom chotzer always remain osir. Since they're osir, when they walk through the top chotzer, they yas on the top chotzer. What about, nosnu Erev in bepnimis? This was the case where it is good. If they put the Erev down in the bottom chotzer, in the inside chotzer, that's where the Erev is. V'shochach echad min apnimis. This is the case now that Shmuel said it's good, the Rav said it's good. And one of the people living in the inside chotzer, he forgot to be mishtatit. V'loi Erev, ishteyem asuris. Don't forget. Ishtayim Masuris, they're both, in this case, soon, Afghan truth. This case, soon, they're still both also. So tomorrow, Hai Bar Panim is the man of Atul. This person living on the inside, Chotzer, who should he be Mavatla to? Levatl of Nea Panim is. If he'll be mevatla to the people living in his own chotzer, the inside chotzer, of ike chitzayna the osir alayim, I'll call upon the people living on the top chotzer, lemaisa, even though usually the people living on the top chotzer don't walk down to the bottom chotzer, because they have their exit to the Rishus HaRabim on top. What should they be going into the middle chotzer? But here we're talking about where did they put the Erev? Lemaisa, they put the Erev in the inside chotzer, in the chotzer primis. So when you put Yerev there, that's margu you, that makes you ruggle and walking in the inside chotzer. So Melo, the people living in the outer chotzer, this Shabbos now, are ruggle to walk in the inside chotzer. So when they come and walk to the inside chotzer, they make the people in the inside chotzer also. They can't carry out them from their house into the chotzer. I, levatel of nechitzoyna, let the person living in the pnimis, this person that forgot to make the Erev, let him be Mavatli his Rishus to the people living in the outside Chotzer. His Vaita, the Klali, is Ein Bitter Rishus, me Chotzer le Chotzer. How Rova, Leva de Shmuel, you can't be Mavatli your Rishus from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So in all these cases, according to Shmuel, it's Taka Osa to carry out from one house into the Chotzer. Nobody can carry out. Since one person forgot to make the Erev, he ruins it for everybody. It's like two Yisraelim living and you sharing the same chotzer, and even though really there are 50 people here, but all 49 made an Erev together, all like one. But there's only one person that forgot, so it's like two people living here, and two people asked to there. Oh, but this is the one case. This is the case that Rava holds